Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are
hard. Welcome back, 34107 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. After 20 plus years, you'd think I'd be able to tell time. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Sirach. Gary, you've written two books, and you got another one you're working on, and it's about retirement.
It is, Jim.
The mental side of retirement. Tell us about that. What does that mean?
Well, what's happening is I have plenty of people come to me, and they have the financial wherewithal to retire. And so we work out the things. We work out, you know, the Social Security, what kind of income they're going to get, whatever. But after that, after you do the math, and it is math and lifestyle, then I ask them a question. I say, okay, tell me what's next. And they kind of look at me like a deer in headlights and say, what do you mean what's next? And I said, well, let me put it this way. You've been working in this place for 35 years, and you've gone to work every morning at 8, and you've come home every day at 4:30, 5 o'clock. And they said, yeah. I said, tell me on the first day after retirement what you're going to do.
You get up and you make a pot of coffee. When it's gone, what happens then?
Exactly. And I said, tell me what you got. What's on your table? And they look at me kind of funny, and they say, well, I don't know. And I said, well, that's like a really bad answer. I said, I'll tell you what happens to people who give me that answer. And they say, what? And I said, they die.
They die soon.
I said, 2 years, sometimes 5 years.
Sometimes 60 days.
Well, I had 6 months. I lost one of my really close friends in 6 months. And he actually had some things to do, but it was fast. I mean, not enough. And it just took him. So yeah, I look at it, and it's really disturbing how little planning they do. I mean, they don't plan very well for their money, but boy, for the rest of their life. It's interesting. I had a 62-year-old walk in my office with $1 million and say, I want to retire. I said, okay.
Wow.
He said, I hate my job. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to retire. So we work out the plans, and he can't touch Social Security till he's 66. It makes no sense at 62.
Right.
But meantime, he doesn't have a purpose, and that's what's disturbing, Jim.
See, that's where I am on this. See, my attitude about retirement is, my definition of retirement is waiting to die, and I'm not going to do that. And I'm also too arrogant to not be able to stick my nose in the middle of things. I've got some things, still got things I want to say, and things I want to do. I mean, heck, I retired from golf so I could work more. How about that? You think I'm not confused? But seriously, I just think that regardless of what you do in your life, just because you're old enough to retire doesn't mean you need to become a barnacle on the keel of humanity. You need to be productive and accomplish something. Don't just take up air and space.
Well,
have a reason to get up in the morning.
You get so bored, and that's the thing. I mean, I go to the mall very rarely, but once in a while, and I see these people walking around the mall.
I don't even know how to get to the mall.
Yeah, there's one around the corner from my office, so I know where it is. But it's amazing how many people are walking around the mall. Now, first of all, good exercise, don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But that's what their day is. And I just shake my head and say, wow, the purpose is to go walk. I get that, but that's not really purpose. So I look for passion and purpose. And one of the things I've done, Jim, when people look at me and they have no idea, I hand them a piece of paper, and on top of it says wish list.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, what's this? I said, this is all the stuff you wish you would have done, but you never did for the last 40 years.
Right.
And they say, well, how do I figure that out? I said, well, go get a really nice glass of wine and listen to whatever music you want, get a pen and paper, and just start writing these things down.
Well, there's another word I'd like to impose on people, vital. When you had your job, you were a vital part of a company. You were a vital component, a vital cog in that operation, and you contributed to the greater good just by showing up.
Absolutely.
There's no reason when you're in retirement you still can't be vital. What do you think?
Oh, it's so key to making, again, purpose, passion, vital. Yeah, and here's a good one. I'm a member of Rotary, so I go to
Me
Rotary.
Too.
and which is a great organization, by the way. And it's funny, it took me a long time. I'm a slow learner. I just got in. But I really do like what it's all about. And I'm sitting at a table, and the guy next to me was one of the most successful accountants in our area. And he had just retired about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I'm sitting next to him, and his name's Tom, and I said, "Tom, how you doing?" He looks at me and says, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, I know you're retired, and, you know, what are you doing?" And he said, "God, Gary, it's my biggest problem." He said, "I never realized losing my identity would be so difficult."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Gary," he said, "I was known as the guy that ran this firm, and quite honestly, in my own little world, I was a big deal.
Yep.
And now no one knows who I am,
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. And he said, "That was, no one told me about that."
And I'll tell you what else, that's harder on guys than it is on girls.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Hey, Gary, good job today. We're looking forward to that book.
Jim, thank you.
Come back soon. Gary Sirach, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of his name, and you'll find him online. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.